Even though most analysts assume that the separate parts are worth more than the whole, could the opposite be true? Breakups could destroy value. Synergies would evaporate, points out Amit Dayanani of Evercore ISI, a financial firm. Apple may no longer be able to offer a tightly integrated package of hardware, software, and services, which is its main competitive advantage. If Amazon was shorn of cloud computing arm, it would lose its most profitable business, making whatever is left a less attractive investment. It is also unclear how markets would react if divestitures were to weaken network effects, the economic forces that let big firms get bigger and are pervasive in the digital world. Those who think they can benefit from breakups ought not to be too hopeful. Political and legal barriers abound. Even if Ms. Warren wins next year's election, the Senate would probably remain under Republican control and might be unwilling to endorse a radical breakup. The other path, through regulatory agencies, seems equally rocky. Ms. Warren intends to appoint regulators committed to reversing illegal and anti-competitive tech mergers. But they would probably have to make their cases in court. Both federal appeals court judges and the conservative majority on the Supreme Court are antitrust skeptics. Second, practical difficulties will act as a further drag. In other industries, line-of-business prohibitions, of the sort Ms. Warren wants to impose on Amazon and Apple, have been used to avoid abuse of a dominant position. American railways were banned from carrying commodities they produced themselves, and banks from engaging in commerce. In the digital world, these borders are more arbitrary and fluid.